What really intrigues me about the Buffalo Community Foundation is, first of all, an incredible sense of place that comes with Buffalo. There's a very strong identification with the revitalization of Buffalo, and a certain kind of pioneering approach that the Community Foundation here has that we're seeing among the leading foundations and philanthropy organizations in the country, and that's really around coalition building and partnering across the foundation sector, but also together with the public sector and the private sector. I think if the recession taught us anything, is that even the wealthiest foundations, even the Gates Foundation, can't do it alone. And the only way we're going to work at scale with the problems that our society faces is through partnerships.
Any thoughts, if you can, on the Black Male Achievement Matters that was announced and how that's being funded and how important that is, because that goes back to our education crisis here in Buffalo?
Yeah, well, I'm really glad you asked that question. Actually, the Foundation Center did some work starting 2 years ago with a grant from the Open Society Foundation, the George Soros Foundation, on Black Male Achievement. Soros and Bloomberg had announced $50 million to deal specifically with the challenges faced by Black men and boys. And one of the things they wanted to do was to basically leverage other philanthropic dollars, get other foundations to focus their efforts on Black men and boys. So they came to us and asked if we could build sort of an online information platform that would help show what different foundations across the country were doing to specifically address the challenges of Black men and boys, and then pull in the best research from the field that actually shows lessons learned and what kinds of intervention, what kinds of programs that really work. So when President Obama, and after the Trayvon Martin incident, and President Obama began to talk about this, and then again in the State of the Union, we saw an incredible spike in the traffic on this site, and we were really glad that we had something that showed that, this is something that philanthropy has been focusing on. Maybe not enough, but that there are foundations that have been working on Black Male Achievement for quite some time, and there's still certainly a lot more to do.
You talk about transparency and your concerns when organizations do take on these grants and this foundation money that they receive. What are your concerns, and how do you guide organizations on transparency?
Transparency is something that is very much with us in today's world. I think apart from any kind of value you might place on transparency, there's a necessity in today's world, because essentially, as we speak, there's probably people Googling us and our institutions, and they expect to be able to find something about us on the internet. So there's a general level of expectation that is requiring everyone to be more transparent, and the technology to make it easier to find the information. So the advice we give, obviously, is that for organizations that receive the money, I mean, they need to be as transparent as possible about the uses of that money. There are requirements placed on them. But I think, and I don't think your question was pointed this way, but this also really applies to the people that give the money in the foundations. You know, the Foundation Center was actually created during McCarthyism in 1950s, when foundations were under congressional investigation for support of un-American activities. And it was a group of foundation leaders that created the Foundation Center as a public information service about philanthropy. So we really feel it's a big part of our mission to encourage foundations of all types to be more transparent about what they do and to show how they really use their tax exemption to serve the public good.
Mr. Smith, do you worry at all about oversaturation of foundations and the reliance that organizations need these grants? Do you worry about that, that they can't be on their own without it?
Actually, I don't. Philanthropy is woven into the fabric of American society. It's really part of the public policy framework we have about the provision of social services, environmental protection, and economic improvement. The number of foundations has grown exponentially. When we first did, the Foundation Center did the first directory of American foundations in 1960, there were 4,000 foundations. Today, there's close to 90,000 foundations. They're still they're a large part of the economy, but not anywhere near as large as what you see, for example, during the recession when the original stimulus package was announced in 2008 by the federal government. The total amount of foundation giving for the previous year only amounted to 5% of the $600 billion. So it's still a relatively small amount of money, but what's really important about it is that it's very flexible money. It's not earmarked money. And there's very little money in the world that's not earmarked, that people can really take risks with, experiment, and sort of can show the way for scale.
Well, Bradford Smith, president of the Foundation Center, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.